Next week, Libya's Supreme Court will decide the fate of 6 people, 5 nurses from Bulgaria, and a Palestinian medic. They've been sentenced to death, found guilty of infecting more than 400 Libyan children with HIV/AIDS. Bulgaria says the nurses are innocent, and they've turned to the European Union and the United States for help. NPR's Rachel Martin sent this report from the Bulgarian capital, Sofia.
Antoinette Uzunova is a petite woman with long, blonde, streaked hair, manicured nails, and a timid smile. When her mother, Valya Chervanyashka, left to work as a nurse in Libya in 1997, she was only supposed to be away for a year. Instead, it's turned out to be 7 years, and their only communication now is a 5-minute weekly phone call from her mother's prison cell in Benghazi, Libya. Sitting in a cafe in downtown Sofia, she flips through photographs of her mother and the 4 other nurses.
Anastasia Nenova, Christiana, Zdravko Georgiev, my mother, Valentina Sirov.
In May 2004, a Libyan criminal court convicted the nurses and a Palestinian medic of spreading an AIDS epidemic that affected hundreds of children and has killed more than 50. Libyan prosecutors initially charged the nurses with being part of a conspiracy involving Mossad, the Israeli intelligence service, and the CIA. Antoinette Uzunova says that is incomprehensible.
Everything is very absurd. Everything.
She switches to Bulgarian as she fights back tears.
In my opinion, this is a terrorist act towards my mother and all the nurses in Libya. It's totally unacceptable to tolerate acts like this.
Reports by the World Health Organization and independent researchers say the Libyan children were infected because of poor hygiene conditions at the Al-Fatah hospital in Benghazi, and that some of the infections occurred a year before the nurses arrived in Libya. Uzunova says Bulgarian authorities have not been tough enough with Libya and have been slow to ask for international support. Dmitry Tsantsev is the spokesman for the Bulgarian Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
This issue is complex and it involves both national interests, bilateral relations, but also involves international community, and it's not so easy to solve it.
In September, the European Parliament issued a report saying the nurses had been denied a fair trial and repeatedly tortured by Libyan officials. Last month, after a visit to the U.S. by the Bulgarian President Georgi Pirvanov, President George Bush called on Libya to release the nurses. But many Bulgarians think this pressure is too little too late. Lili Marinkova is a journalist with Bulgarian National Radio and the founder of the Organization to Protect Bulgarians Abroad. She says the Bulgarian government made a mistake by trying to prove the nurses' innocence within a corrupt Libyan legal system.
The Bulgarian government has been treating the Libyan government and its legal system like the Libyans are going through a democratic transition, but recognizing a court in which people admit they've been tortured is unacceptable.
Bulgaria and Libya have strong ties, rooted in Cold War alliances, and every year thousands of Bulgarians, mostly healthcare workers, go to work in Libya, where the job market is better and salaries are higher. Analysts say Bulgaria wants to keep close ties with its wealthy Arab ally. So do the U.S. and the European Union, who increasingly view Libya as a potential partner in the volatile Middle East, especially after its leader, Muammar Gaddafi, renounced terrorism in 2003. Vladimir Chukov is a professor of Arabic studies at Sofia University. He says the nurses have languished in prison because the political stakes of securing their freedom are so high.
The problem is how Libya have to get back in the international community with honor, with respect, not humiliated. That is the big problem.
The Libyans have said they would free the nurses if Bulgaria pays Libya $10 million for each infected child, an offer the Bulgarians have rejected. Instead, the Bulgarian government is working with the U.S. and the EU on a humanitarian aid package for Libya to assist the families of the children. Meanwhile, Bulgarian officials say multilateral talks with Libya, the U.S., and European countries over the release of the nurses are continuing. The Libyan Supreme Court is expected to give its final verdict November 15th. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Sofia, Bulgaria.